U.S. District Court Judge James Robertson says the plaintiffs are entitled to $455 million, much less than the $47 billion attorneys were seeking. Lead plaintiff Eloise Cobell of Montana's Blackfoot Indian Tribe says Interior officials have mishandled Native people's trust accounts for more than a century. She says she was shocked and disappointed at the award amount.
We have to hold the government accountable. They certainly were not accountable to individual Indian people for 120 plus years. If we don't stand up and all work for justice, they'll continue to get away with this.
Cobell is one of six original plaintiffs from Montana, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Since it was first filed in 1996 under the name Cobell versus Norton, the case has expanded to represent roughly half of the nation's Indian tribes. Cobell says she's weighing an appeal, given the history of negligence the government's demonstrated with Indian people's trust accounts.
Not one of these individual Indians have ever had an accounting since the inception of this trust, which was 1887. Everybody knows that. It was reiterated by the government's own inspector general. The records were inaudible. It was a mess.
Meanwhile, Interior officials say they're gratified by Robertson's ruling, which said the plaintiffs failed to prove the pilfering of any trust accounts or misuse of Indian monies. Wisconsin plaintiff Tom Molson of the Lac des Flambeaux tribe declined comment for the story, saying he needed to consult with an attorney first. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.